It's around verse 18. So the verse yesterday was about lying. Okay, so this one goes on to a different, dare I say, habit of speech that we wish weren't a habit. What sharp weapons slice hearts when people meet each other? Yeah, harsh speech and creating disharmony with our speech. Those two. Okay. The saying of harsh and cruel things and the criticizing of others' faults. True or not true? What sharp weapons slice hearts when people meet each other? The saying of harsh and cruel things and the criticizing of others' faults. This is relating to our discussion from this morning when we talked about forgiveness, isn't it? Because, you know, when we went around and gave examples of people we wanted to forgive, it was about verbal things, wasn't it? It was about things people said, not even so much about what they did, but about what they said. Yeah, words are really powerful. That thing that we used to recite when we were kids, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true, is it? Words hurt sometimes more than sticks and stones. Okay. So where does that leave us? Yeah. It leaves us when we're on the recipient end of criticism and harsh words, you know, people insulting us or whatever, or people talking behind our back, and how painful that is. And it also leads us to see when we do the same thing to other people, we talk behind their back, we talk harshly to them, yeah. So those two things are related, aren't they? You know, once you understand karma, you see that what others say to us and what we say to them are very related. They're not unrelated incidents. Okay? So I'm somebody who doesn't like to be criticized, like most people, you know, and criticism would really hurt, and I would like, and I think a lot of the reason I hurt so much because of criticism is because I wasn't in touch with myself. I didn't know myself. I couldn't evaluate myself. Yeah, and so therefore I would take whatever somebody else said to be true. So if somebody criticized me, it was like, I'm such an awful person. Or, people think I'm an awful person, even though I'm not. How dare they think that of me? You know? So either, you know, loss of self-confidence or a lot of anger at somebody else. And neither of those are actually very productive responses to criticism, are they? Yeah? Whereas if we just look and we assess, you know, did I do what that person's criticizing me about? And if I did do it, then, you know, I need to own it. You know, yeah, you're right, I did that, and I regret it, and I'm going to make an effort to change. And then finish, you know. It's like I don't need to go into this big thing of, I'm such an awful person, woe is me, I made this mistake, because that's just another encore of self-centeredness, isn't it? Yeah. I'm so terrible. Yeah. But rather, I made a mistake. Yep, that person's right. They pointed it out. It's like saying, I have a nose on my face, I'm not going to dispute it, you know, and if it's something in myself I can change, I need to make an effort to do it. Yeah? And if other people, if my reputation gets ruined because other people know about my mistake, so be it. My mistake is my responsibility. Why do I want to, you know, protect a reputation that is based on a lie? Yeah, if I made a mistake and people lose respect, you know, who am I to get mad at, you know? Just my own self-centered thought that made me make the mistake. No sense getting mad at other people. And I probably made the mistake, that kind of thing, because I was getting a little bit too big for my britches, you know? Thinking, well, a little bit too big for my robes. You know, thinking that I was some kind of hot stuff and I, you know, the laws of karma didn't apply to me, so I could say anything I wanted and, you know, not experience any bad kind of consequences for it. And here I did, and I got caught, and okay, let's be a little bit more humble now. Yeah? And if a bad reputation is, you know, if my reputation gets tarnished, so be it. I created the cause. Yeah, so I need to be careful about my speech in the future. On the other hand, if I didn't make that mistake or have that fault or whatever, then I just need to explain to the other person what's going on so they have more information. Again, if they accuse, you know, if I don't have that fault, why should I lose self-confidence? And if I don't have it, also, why should I fear about my reputation? Well, because other people will think I did something that I didn't do. And the first rule of the universe is everybody has to like me. Everybody has to respect me. I have to be known as the best one in the universe. Yeah, it's like, okay, let's get rid of that rule. Because that doesn't hold. And how many times has this happened to other people? You know, I'm not alone in getting blamed for things that I didn't do and my reputation declining. In fact, maybe in the past, I've even said some untrue things about somebody else, either deliberately or because I didn't have the correct information, that ruined somebody else's reputation. Maybe, could I have done that? Yeah. Am I somebody who's never tried to ruin somebody else's reputation? I'm totally innocent. Sweet, never done that? Any of you like that? You know, so, okay, here it's, you know, what I did is coming back to me. Again, more humility, more determination to follow the law of cause and effect and really monitor what I say. I don't like this result. Need to stop creating the cause. Yeah. And also, what in the world is a reputation and how bad are things going to be if I lose my reputation? Yeah? Because reputation is basically an image that you've projected onto things. If somebody knows you really well, forget about reputation. Yeah? So we usually want a reputation for people that we don't know so well that we want to impress. Don't we? I want to look good. Whether I am or not doesn't matter. But I want to look good. So it's like saying, I want to be a hypocrite. Isn't it? It's the same as saying, I want to be a hypocrite. Yeah? Do we really want to be hypocrites? So the motto is, let's watch our speech. And let's not blame other people when our own reputation gets tarnished. And let's learn to evaluate our own selves so we don't lose our self-confidence unnecessarily by thinking that whatever anybody else says about us or thinks about us is true, because it's not.